Live from the Dunkin' Espresso Orange Room for 96.5 TIC's All-Star Christmas. Live from Mohegan Sun Arena, it's Gina J.
Yes, it is. We are here at the Mohegan Sun, and I have AJR with me. Hi, guys.
Hey. Hello.
I'm so excited to meet you guys.
Thank you so much. Good to meet you, too.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now, it's so funny, because when I was looking at your Instagram page, Max kept, like, making comments about everything. And I'm like, how does Max know them? Because Max was here last year. He
Max
played our All-Star
really
Christmas.
Good at commenting on our Instagram
y'all,
posts.
And he has
what he's known for in the industry, I've heard, right?
Yeah. And very interesting comments that he has. On,
yeah.
You know
like
what I'm talking about.
Just made. I do know. Probably not appropriate for radio.
No, not appropriate. I can't say what he says.
Right.
But you guys just got off tour, or are you still touring?
We're actually technically finishing up our tour next week in New York City. That's our last show of the year. We're ending with a headline show in our hometown.
Awesome. Now, you guys are from New York City.
Yep, yeah.
And if people don't know, you guys are brothers.
We are.
Adam, Jack, and Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you guys start? Because I was reading about you, and you guys started very young. Is this something you guys were like, let's just do this for fun, or what was the idea?
I think we were all really in love with music from a really young age, and we started 13 years ago now.
Wow.
And the first thing we did was start out street performing, because the street performing culture is so big in New York City.
Yep.
So that was just kind of natural to us. That's the only option we had without any connections in the industry. So we just went out there, we put like hats out, and we just sang songs, and we made enough money to buy all the equipment that we use now to like write and produce our songs. And we just have been doing it in our living room ever since.
That's so cool. What amazes me, though, it's like you guys are really young. So you might have been, Jack, like 9 years old when you were
eight
there?
Or nine. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
awesome, though,
that you knew that at such a young
age.
It's
honestly, it's why we made so much money. People thought that they were, like, forcing me into it. So they were like, oh, just take this for your future.
We're still forcing him into it. It's slavery.
Completely, yeah.
They're like, his brothers are making me do it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Now, the funny thing is, too, is I was reading, and Ryan, you tweeted out, like, you just got this idea, what, to tweet celebrities?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
we were in class at Columbia University where he went and we go.
Okay.
And it was at a time where nothing was going on with the band. It was kind of like the last effort. We decided to tweet one of our songs to all these different celebrities, and Sia ended up retweeting it, and we met her for brunch, and she introduced us to like people in the industry and actually got this whole thing started.
That is like the coolest story.
It's very weird. It's like the one lucky thing that has happened to us in like 13 years. Like everything cool that has happened has been because we've been like, all right, next step. This is a lot of hard work. And then that one little lucky thing like kind of changed
her
life.
It's also the luckiest lucky thing to ever happen, because imagine if she was scrolling through her feed literally 1 second later, she wouldn't have seen the tweet from
me.
So, you know,
Wait, so who else did you tweet? I'm just curious.
Justin Bieber. A-list artist he could think of.
Did you get any other responses, or Sia was the only one?
We got blocked a lot by people.
You did?
But
no, you
did.
Kicked off Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, stop bothering me.
Exactly.
But that's an amazing story. I love that story.
Yeah.
And then, Jack, everyone always talks about your hat, which you do have it on.
It's the gossip today. It's trending.
Everyone's
talking about it, yeah.
And I tried to, like, trade you my Santa ears for your hat, but can do.
It doesn't come off.
Yeah. No.
I've been wearing it for, like, 6 years now, so I'm kind of obligated to keep it on. I feel, like, naked without it now.
Oh, you do?
So, yeah, I do.
So even on stage you'll perform, even if
it's
that
hot. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be weird if I just wore it around backstage but took it off, you know.
Now, you guys already have a second album out, but you're working on something else, too.
We are, yes. Our second album was called The Click, we didn't really expect the success that it would have. Like, two or three singles did surprisingly well.
Right,
off, which
Sober
is, like,
Up, which is amazing.
Yeah, and Burn the House Down Now. We're working on our next album, which is going to come out mid-year next year. Nothing sure yet. But,
so do you feel like the pressure now? Because it's like Sober Up was such a big single, and then Burn the House Down.
Oh.
I mean, that's a great song,
too. Oh, there's a ton of pressure. Absolutely. Yeah. We've been saying that we've never really released music when people cared about it. Mm-hmm. We released our first album called Living Room when literally we had no fans. Then The Click we released as we were just starting to get some sort of name recognition. And now people genuinely want another album. So there's a ton of pressure to give them something that they like, you know?
Right. Now, I know that like the past year has been a big change for you too. Like, you were playing smaller shows, and then your groups, like your fans, are just getting bigger and bigger.
It's been crazy. Yeah, that's been a very cool thing. We've found that an AJR fan really cares about not just the song, but the album and the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our album, The Click, just went gold. This is actually the first time I'm saying this, but it just went gold.
Yeah.
And the shows have just been getting bigger and bigger, which is really cool and kind of scary for us, but it just kind of proves to us that people still care about, like, full bodies of work and full artistry, you know?
Right.
So that's exciting for us.
Adam, you're so quiet.
He's a great listener. He's a good listener.
I like your answers. They're all really good.
I know. It's like you sit back and you watch everybody. It was funny because I was watching some of your interviews. I'm like, Adam's quiet. I have to look and see, like, because you're brothers and, like, the characteristics of siblings, you know, the firstborn, the secondborn, thirdborn. Mm-hmm. So, okay, seriously. So, Adam, you're the oldest.
Yes.
Are you achieving, controlling, and reliable? Because those are some of the characteristics of the older brother.
Controlling?
No, and achieving.
What about reliable, though?
Is he reliable?
I would say he's. I would honestly say he's all three of those.
Let's check off all the boxes. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well, let me see. Ryan.
Yeah.
You're the middle child, right?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
I'm excited for this.
Oh boy.
So you are a people pleaser.
No.
No. The peacemaker.
I'm a
of the
people
group?
Not pleaser.
No?
You said peacemaker.
Peacemaker.
Yeah. Peacemaker.
Oh, peacemakers.
Yeah,
okay.
That's good.
Maybe.
And somewhat rebellious.
No.
No. So these characteristics wrong?
No, he flows right in with the mold. couldn't be more boring, I think.
Yeah. Aw. Wait, you were the one that said that you would go on, what, The Bachelor?
Have I said that?
I saw somewhere that you would be the best one to go on The Bachelor.
I think he'd work on the film crew of The Bachelor. I don't know if he'd be able to be on camera.
I'd be key grip on The Bachelor.
Yeah,
he
sure would be. Yeah.
All right, and Jack, you're the youngest. Now, I'm a baby, too, in the family.
Oh, nice.
So, but I wasn't too happy with some of these characteristics, but let's see if these apply to you.
Sure.
Outgoing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I can tell. Yep. Attention seeking.
Yep, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. This one I didn't like because this might mean me, too. Self-centered. Are we self-centered?
I wouldn't say you're self-centered.
As a baby?
I don't think I'm self-centered. No.
Okay.
If anything, you're more of the people pleaser.
Yeah.
You are?
And you're the self-centered.
You're the self-centered one.
Awesome.
Okay.
I like to take interviews to sort of bash on Ryan as much as possible. I'm not sure why. I'm just feeling it.
Oh, someone tweeted me a question, too, for you guys.
Oh, sure.
They want to know the difference between playing in the UK and here. Is there one? Alicia wants to know.
Wow, what a random question that we've never gotten before. There is kind of a difference. With the U.S., you never really know what you're going to get. You can go to a city and they're just quiet, or you can go to a random city and they're crazy. Whenever you go to the U.K., I think it's guaranteed that they're going to be crazy. You're going to have a crazy energetic show there.
Yeah. All right. So well, I know we're going to be very energetic. It's a sold-out arena here at the Mohegan Sun. So what can we expect from you guys tonight?
We're playing an acoustic set, so we're going to strip down some of our songs. And, we'll have a nice little chill opener for you guys here. Yeah.
All right, perfect. So the door is open tonight at 7 o'clock here at our All-Star Christmas Concert. You excited to meet the Backstreet Boys too, or Gavin DeGraw? Maybe you've met them.
No, I actually haven't met either of them. I think Backstreet Boys will be quite an experience.
Yeah, and I know that... Gavin DeGraw is a big songwriter too, like you guys. So, you guys will hit it off.
Beautiful.
There you go. So, we're at Backstage Live at the Mohegan Sun. It's our All-Star Christmas concert. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's 96.5 TIC.